Good afternoon. For the next hour or so, okay, probably less than that, I'll be talking about some of the experiences we had in using some of these new technologies, Microsoft Silverlight, ASP.NET Ajax, and Windows Card Space. In particular, we actually developed a real internet portal, which we'll be putting up onto the internet, hopefully within a few weeks' time. Right? I won't be sharing too much details about the portal, but I'll just showing you some very simplified screens on the portal, and just to illustrate how we use the technology. Before that, just introduction by myself. My name is Lap Yuen. I'm actually a chief .NET architect for NCS. So I do have a team of .NET architects who design all the solutions in NCS. So we're very fortunate to explore some of these new technologies with Microsoft as well as our partner to develop this new portal. What the topics we'll be covering today. Firstly, how do you manage all these changes? We realize that there are a lot of Microsoft technologies coming up all the time. You've got .NET Framework 2.0. Before you know it, 3.0 is out. And now you've got Orcus and all this new stuff coming up. So it's very challenging to get used to all these new technologies. So that's why today is just to help, a way to help you adopt to these technologies. I'll be sharing with you some of these technologies and what they're used for. Silverlight, ASP.NET Ajax, and CardSpace. So hopefully you can use these technologies in your projects too. With our experiences, I'm able to articulate to you why are they good for internet-facing portals? Okay, why are these technologies the right kind of tools that you would use to develop your internet portals for your customers? Also, we've been working on these technologies for the past 3 months. So through these 3 months, we've come up with some best practices. Okay, how best to use these technologies, what not to do with technologies. I'll share some of these tips with you later on. And then, of course, like I mentioned, new technologies keep coming up. So there are also some good ways that you can, some tips you can adopt to make yourself move quicker with these new technologies. So I'll share some of those with you also. Right, let's start with Microsoft Silverlight. Linda has actually covered some of these points, but I'll just quickly recap. Silverlight is really just a web browser plugin. So what you can do is that you just download into your PC, okay, or it can auto-download as you hit a Silverlight website. Once this plugin is installed, it will enable you to run rich internet applications, right? So you'll be able to have fully immersive, full screen kind of capabilities with rich videos and so on. You get animation, you get vector graphics. Quite similar to Windows Presentation Foundation, but it's actually a subset, right? It's using the Xano standard for marking up your graphics, animations, and other kinds of layouts. But again, I would claim that it's actually a subset, not a full set of Xano. Perhaps in future, you'll be the full set will be supported. We're using Silverlight 1.0 for our project. So this version is scriptable with JavaScript. So you can write JavaScript to manipulate the various elements within the Silverlight user interface. One of the good things to like about Silverlight is that it's actually compatible with multiple web browsers, multiple platforms. So I can use it with Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Safari on both Windows and Mac. And actually, we tried it and it works quite well. So our project right now is using version 1.0, so it's quite limited. It supports only JavaScript on the client side. Version 1.1 will be a lot more interesting because it actually has its own .NET CRR inside the plugin, so you can run .NET code on the browser side. So we look forward to that. The next tool that we use is ASP.NET Ajax. So this is the official Ajax framework for ASP.NET. Ajax has been around for a time, but there have been different kinds of frameworks that you can use with ASP.NET. So now it's the official one that you can use, and it actually integrates quite well with your Visual Studio. It's compatible with the standard browsers, Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Safari. One of the good things I like about ASP.NET Ajax is that if you have an ASP.NET web service, okay, that's programmed onto your server side, you can just write a simple few lines of JavaScript in order to invoke it from a web browser. So later on, I can show you some samples of the code to see how we did it in our project here. Another good thing about ASP.NET Ajax is that it's bundled with an Ajax toolkit, right? So a lot of these controls are really already available, so you just drag your project and use it. So one of the nice things up there, autocomplete. So instead of you keying in, typing in the name of country, I can autocomplete for you so that, as soon as you type, SIN, the whole Singapore pops up. So it's a lot more convenient for users and a lot better user interface. Other nice things they have, calendar, mask edit tools, so they can limit whether this field is numeric or alphanumeric. You can do like a tab kind of layouts into your user interface. Many other useful controls you can explore within the Ajax toolkit. Okay, next thing we use is Windows Card Space. We feel it's a very important security infrastructure in this project. it comes built in with .NET Framework 3.0. So once you install .NET Framework 3.0, or if you have Windows Vista, it comes on your PC. What it is actually an infrastructure piece, a framework that allows you to store your digital identities before you authenticate to a website. So whenever you log on to a website or perform a transaction, you can select what identity to use. It's a bit hard to understand now, but when I show you the demo, you'll be able to understand it a lot more clearly. It's based on standard web services protocols, right? So if you ever need to do any kind of card-based programming, low level, you can just use the standard web services standards. Now, two ways that you can use CardSpace. Firstly, you can actually do a self-issued identity. So meaning that I'm going to this new website, I can easily create my own card and it will authenticate me to their website. The other way is that if it's a trusted site, okay, we may want to use a managed identity, right, that's provided by a trusted identity provider. So for instance, if you're logging on to a bank, okay, the bank needs to know who you are. So therefore, you need to use that identity that's issued by the bank. So later we'll show you an example of a managed identity that's actually issued by our server. When you use managed identities, you need to provide a security token service. So this security token service is based on web services standards. It's used to provide some of these authentication functions by generating secure, encrypted, and signed tokens. Right. So in this demo, which I'll show you, I'm running a security token service right on my laptop here so that you can see how it works together with the application. CardSpace is also compatible with USB security tokens if you need a second factor authentication. So I'm going to show you my demo using this standard token. This is actually part of the proposed national ID token. It's called DORIS. Okay, perhaps Linda can explain more about it. But we'll be showing this as part of the secure authentication, the second factor that we'll be using to log into the portal. Right, so I'm just going to show a demo now. So we have a simplified internet portal. This is a much scaled-up version. I won't be showing you the full functionality. You'll be seeing it in a few weeks' time, the real thing. So we're using all these technologies we talked about, Silverlight, ASP.NET, AJAX, CardSpace. We'll be using CardSpace with this token here, the USB security token, to do authentication. So it's actually a two-factor. So we need to install the card that was issued to you as well as the token that was given to you. In the back end, you'll see that we actually use a rule engine based on Windows Workflow Foundation. So we actually have a rule engine running in the back end to process, you know, what kind of questions you answer and then to suggest responses and all that. So that's actually based on Windows Workflow Foundation. It's running in the back end, you don't really see it, but you can experience it. Right, so let me switch over to demo now. So all I have here is just, you know, IE7, right? And like I said, it's a very simple demo right now. Now, this whole thing is actually running within a Silverlight screen, okay? Nothing fancy right now, but let me show you some more features. So let's say this is the homepage, right? So you can imagine that this is a portal that's meant for, you know, healthy lifestyles and all that. So we want people to log in order to secure the information. So I just need to click on this button here that says click here to log in. Now, what happens now is that you see that this Windows card space screen pops up. Right? So it's seamlessly integrated. I don't have to do anything special. Just some simple coding will allow me to bring up this card. Now, the concept of a Windows card space is that you can have multiple cards to authenticate your identity against multiple websites. So it's helpfully flagged out the card that I'm supposed to be using for this website because I previously used it before. But I can actually select a different card and I can create a new card if I wanted to. In this case, we're using a managed card. Because we want only trusted people to come to our site. So therefore, the portal operator, okay, for this upcoming portal, we have to issue these card space cards that people have to install into the machine, right? So let's say I've installed this card into my machine in advance. So I just simply select the card, and I just click send. Now, we're using two-factor authentication. So the first factor is this card space card that you saw earlier on. The second factor is this USB security token. So it's asking me that I need to plug this into my my USB slot. So once I plug it in, okay, then I just click OK. And then at this point in time, it will start looking for the certificate that's embedded inside my hardware token, right? Now you see this prompt here, enter your passphrase. Now, not anybody who possesses the token will be able to use this website, okay? It's actually protected by a PIN, okay, your own secret number. So unless you know the PIN, you'll not be able to log on to the site using this token. And if you enter the PIN too many times incorrectly, it will actually invalidate the token. Okay, so you can't use it anymore. So I have to key in the right PIN correctly. and I click OK. In the background, it's actually communicating to my security token server that's running locally on this machine here, and it's actually authenticated. So the security token server says that this identity is authentic, and this is who I am, Lapyuan, right? And I'm in now. Now, one of the reasons why we use Microsoft Silverlight is because we wanted a very immersive kind of experience. We wanted people to focus more on improving their health rather than all the cluttered stuff that's all around typical websites. So we want to give you a very well-rounded view of your health, right? So we give you some simple charts to show you what your status is like. So hopefully one day you can even, you know, explore different aspects of your body, different aspects of your health, in an attempt to improve it. So so for this simple demo, I'm just going to flag out, a simple survey to help you find out how healthy you are. So I just need to click take survey here. Now this screen is all Silverlight based, right? So it's a bit like Flash, so it's fully interactive. There are some advantages over Flash, which I'll describe later on. So I just simply have to click on one of these things. Let's say I just click on this. Okay. You notice that as I click, the bar keeps changing, right? So I'm actually able to do this interaction without having to refresh the whole page, right? So that's the power of Ajax happening in the background. So Silverlight is rendering this whole user interface, but as I click something, it actually sends a command back into the system and it updates my response, my UI, right? So I'm purposely clicking all the bad answers here. So you can see that my bar is getting worse and worse. So maybe I'm getting less and less healthy. Until a certain point, it says that, it goes red. So we want to try and make it very, very obvious to people that this is your health and this is your current state, and you should take care of it, right? If we just take a quick peek into this page just to see how it works. Let's go to resource. Okay, it's probably too small to see, but let me change the font size. Okay, you see that the page is actually very simple, and that's the beauty of using all this Silverlight and ASP.NET Ajax technology. So this is standard ASP.NET stuff. The stuff here you see here, okay, it's not coded by me. It's actually part of the ASP.NET Ajax server-side control, so it's actually automatically pumped in. I don't have to worry about this part here. The other important part here is this. Okay, this is actually a Silverlight object. So there's one simple object here that says I want to put a Silverlight object. And Silverlight, as we mentioned, is based on XAML. So this is the XAML code that's embedded into the page. And the rest of it, as you can see, is actually just plain JavaScript. So I can do things like add event listeners. So what happens when I click on items, right? I can change the indicator bars, right? I'm also using some Ajax here to transmit my actions. So this UI controller is actually a web service which I program in ASP.NET, right? And it's calling the process method through Ajax. So when I do this, it's actually making a web service call to my server side. And that's it. Just one line will enable you to call a web service through Ajax, which is very powerful, right? And you can see a lot of nice things that I like about Silverlight. All the Silverlight objects are exposed using JavaScript. So like one of these things here. Okay, let's look for the question. So if I ever needed to change the behaviors of the object, the properties, let's say I wanted to change the opacity, I just need to change the value right away, through JavaScript. I don't have to go through very complicated scripting to get it working, right? So that's what I like about Silverlight. It's actually very easy to script. Everything is all exposed through JavaScript. I can easily script it, right? So with the new version of Silverlight 1.1, it becomes a lot easier even. I don't have to do JavaScript to do this. All this code can actually be embedded inside .NET code running on a client side. So it's a lot simpler to manage. Right, so that's a simple demo that I've got today. Very quickly, we've seen the homepage and all that. You can see that we try to make it a very, very engaging experience. We try not to have too much clutter. We don't want to use Silverlight technology just for the sake of making it flashy, but we want it to make it easy to interpret and understand your health. There are some things that can be quite complex. Like for instance, I need to lose weight, right? So I've got so many choices. I've got to select what kind of food I want to eat. I've got to select what exercise I did. So these things can be quite overwhelming for users. So we're making use of Silverlight technology to make these things easier for users to select and to understand, which you'll see in the final system eventually. Right. So like I mentioned, fully immersive full screen experience is good for Silverlight. We're also putting in things like animation and audio video to make it more engaging for users. There's actually a very good tool for Silverlight development called Microsoft Expression Blend. Okay, so you can see this dark screens. If you see it's dark, it's Microsoft Expression, right? As opposed to the as opposed to the white screens of Visual Studio. So this is it's dark because it's actually meant for graphic designers. So the idea is that you can just give it to a graphic designer and they'll be able to use this tool. So I can easily drag and drop objects into the page here. So in this case, I created a silhouette project. I can create objects here. And you can see some elements of Flash in it. You can see that timeline. Okay, Flash is very much timeline-based, so we can do the same thing in Microsoft Expression Blend. Except for Expression Blend, it's a lot easier because they actually make use of standard JavaScript. So what happens is that you generate standard JavaScript files, okay, into your project, and then you generate a XAML file, and then after that, you just include it into your normal .NET project, compile it, and run it. So it's very easy to integrate with your .NET applications. Why I feel that Silverlight is better than Flash? Firstly, Flash uses its own binary file format, okay, for encoding images and layouts and all that. So it's a bit hard to get that things up, and also it's hard to change things on the fly. Whereas Silverlight uses text-based XAML, so it's quite easy to change layouts. Anytime I need to insert a new object, I just simply put in a new tab, and it takes effect. So it's very easy to manipulate it as a text document. If I need to do any kind of dynamic interaction, I can use JavaScript in a browser, right? With Flash, I need to pre-compile it and put it into an SWF file. If I need to change any interaction within the file, it's going to be quite difficult. I need to recompile it. So with Silverlight, everything can be done through JavaScript because the whole object model is actually exposed, which we saw earlier on in the HTML. Similar to Flash, it's actually compatible with a lot of platforms, so it's actually can be used quite widely. It's also quite small, fast to download and install. So we also considered using Windows Presentation Foundation, but we found it a bit huge to download. So this is a lot more manageable, a lot simpler. It's just under 2 megabytes to download, right? And also it integrates very nicely with ASP.NET Ajax that you saw earlier in the demo. ASP.NET Ajax, we're using this to bridge the user interface, which is Silverlight, and the backend, which is the ASP.NET web service. So with ASP.NET Ajax, it's very easy for us to make web service calls from Silverlight. So everything is all seamlessly integrated. We actually support debugging in ASP.NET Ajax. You can have things like release versus debug modes. So it helps you to troubleshoot your codes, which is very nice for Ajax framework. Right? And the rich library of Ajax controls I mentioned earlier on, you can use to build new user interfaces very quickly. Windows Card Space. It's a very revolutionary type of authentication technology. For once, you don't have to key in the passwords anymore. So I'm actually able to create my own card and authenticate myself against a website. Or I can use a card that's issued to me by our operator. So it's actually quite secure. I don't have to worry about forgetting my passwords or people using key loggers to capture my passwords and all that. Very easy to use. You saw earlier on, the user interface is seamlessly integrated. One click on the button and the whole card space interface pops up. I just need to click on the card to select it. I even find it easier to use the digital certificates, right? I don't have to go in and hunt for the right certificate to use and all that. It's a lot easier to install also, right? And according to our demo, we are actually able to integrate with the USB security tokens so that we have better security. So the overall architecture looks like this. On the client side, I just need to install IE7, Silverlight, and Windows Card Space. Windows Card Space comes with .NET Framework 3.0, of course. If you have Windows Vista, it's already there. So we also chose to have a second factor authentication, which is the USB security token, this guy here. On the server side, okay, we will have a couple of servers. Firstly, is the security token server. So when we authenticate users with Windows Card Space and the token, we actually send a web service request over to the security token server here to authenticate the user. Right, so this guy will do some checking to confirm that your token has got the right right signatures, is authorized, and your card space card is valid and all that. So it actually makes use of Windows Communication Foundation programming in order to do this web service processing. So once this guy says that this person is authentic, right, we'll redirect the user over to this guy here, right, the web application server. So we have a Silverlight user interface which we developed using JavaScript and XAML. This guy calls our server using ASP.NET Ajax. Then over here on the server side, we have all our business components, right? So we've got healthcare components that knows how to interpret your state of health. We've got a rule engine. So it's based on Windows Workflow Foundation. So the questions that you saw earlier on, it actually uses this rule engine to interpret the responses. So I don't have to ask you irrelevant questions, right? So if you're telling me that I'm not a smoker, I won't ask you how often you smoke. So there's some intelligence built into the Sewer engine here, and the Windows Workflow Foundation actually works quite well for that. We have our own questionnaire engine. We want to be able to enable healthcare practitioners to be able to maintain a list of questions. So we built a questionnaire engine for them to maintain these questions very easily. We also had a content management system, because there'll be a lot of content in the system, all the healthcare articles, how do you stay healthy and all that. We wanted to give the healthcare practitioners the way to go in and upload the content themselves. So this is actually provided. We made use of the Microsoft Enterprise Library. So it's a very useful library of common components that you use for data access, logging, and so on. So I strongly advise all projects to use it. It's actually very, very helpful. Then, of course, we have our SQL Server here, and it's running on the Windows Server. Right? So this is kind of theory that you expect for an application that's based on SQLite, ASP.NET Ajax, and Cardspace. Okay. Some of the best practices that we derive from our 3 month experience. It's very, very useful, very good idea to segregate your interfaces. Right? So user interface, business logic, make sure they're clearly segregated. It's very good that we have got all these different technologies. So SQLite is purely a browser-based on the client side. Then we've got ASP.NET Ajax to interface the client with our server. Then, of course, we have our Cardspace with authentication. So all these are clearly segregated. Microsoft Expression Blend is a very useful tool for developing user interfaces, which I showed you earlier on. We also adopt the Model View Controller pattern to manage the user interface. So the view, okay, which is the user interface, okay, what you see on the screen, is actually done with SQLite and JavaScript. We have a controller. So the controller controls what happens when you click on a button, okay, when you click a response, which page do you go to, and so on. So we're using a web service that's actually hosted on ASP.NET. And so the view will call the controller through Ajax. Right? And we have the rest of our business logic, business facades as a model. So all this will be running on our server side to do all the healthcare processing. Using a security token service was actually not a trivial exercise. Okay, it actually required some effort on our behalf. So the problem with it is that you need to make it very secure. Okay, you must make sure that there are no loopholes. If people present to you the wrong token or the wrong Cardspace card, you want to make sure that this person doesn't get into the system through some loophole or another. So it can be quite difficult to get it working right. So we actually spend a bit of time to make it right, and we have to get special experts from Microsoft in order to help us make it work. So in that case, we prefer you to actually get your own commercial security token service or something that somebody else has developed. It's a bit hard to build from scratch, and I don't really advise it. So we also learned that Cardspace can be a bit tricky to debug sometimes. As you know, Cardspace is meant to prevent key logging attacks and all that. So it actually comes up with its own context. It actually blocks the whole screen and all that. So what happens if you have problems? What happens if your security token server hangs and all that? So you may get stuck in the screen. So it was a bit tricky trying to get it working, but after a while, we got it to debug. Just some tips, okay, how we were able to adopt some of these new technologies into our project here. The good thing is that over at NCS, we've got teams to experiment with all this new stuff. So whenever you hear anything about all your technology previews and all your betas and all that, try to get them and play around with it so that by the time you have to use it, you're actually familiar with it. So try to stretch them, see what you can do with it, find out what other people are doing with it, then try to emulate what others are doing. Start with a proof of concept. So the way we approach this project is that we actually spent just a few weeks getting a system, a very simple system, up with all these technologies in there. So the demo you saw earlier on, the ones with the Cardspace, the ASP.NET Ajax, and SQLite, that was actually practically created with just within a few weeks time spent, just to prove that all these concepts can work together. Okay, so it helps that we actually had some existing codes. So we had some rule engine system that does some healthcare and all that. So we just simply took the code, okay, took the database schema, and then we wrapped these new technologies around it, right? So that makes it very easy to get something working because the logic is there, right? We put in plenty of logging, make sure that everything is easy to trace and understand. So by the time we hand over this application to the real application team, they can refer to the logs to see how the trace goes, right? Which components are being used, any problems encountered, all right? So and at the end of your proof of concept, make an assessment. Is it stable, right? Does it cause problems? Also, does it perform well? Does it take a long time to run and all that? So as you can see from a little short demo, it actually works quite well together. So that's where you decide to proceed with the actual project. So you go on and refine and extend the system. It's a very good idea to look at products. Try not to do everything yourself. The content management system was actually a separate product that we used. So you could use something from Microsoft or some other third-party product. Just integrate it into the solution and fulfill your functions. Right. Of course, we want to encourage more of the self-help functionality. Right. Administrators can actually help themselves to update the system. So if you have any changes to the content, just log on to the content management system and change it. And of course, use your Microsoft partner privileges. So I'm very privileged to have Linda help me here. So for instance, to develop the security token service, we actually attended a deep dive session to spend 1 week at Redmond campus just to work with the Cardspace experts to get it working. So that was very helpful in getting this project working. Right? And also we had the advantage of using Enterprise Go support, which we were able to ask questions and get responses, which is very important for the project. Right. So, and finally, some advice. You know, how do you make your application future-proof, given that all these new technologies are coming out all the time? Firstly, it's a very good idea to use the Microsoft Enterprise Library. Our old codes that we extended from were actually based on the old version of Enterprise Library, so we're actually able to move to a new version very easily. Okay. So, from .NET 1.1 to .NET 3.0 was practically seamless. Okay. Everything moved very smoothly. So it's a good idea to use Enterprise Library so that you can actually stop worrying about some of these basic components. We also adopted the Enterprise Application Design Platform, where everything is all clearly segregated. So you have your business functions, your business components, and your data access logic. Separate them, okay? Because you never know when you might need to mix and match some of these components, which is what we did for our application here. Then once you have all these clearly segregated, you can play around with different interface technologies. So we were able to introduce new interface technologies like Silverlight and ASP.NET Ajax just because everything is all clearly segregated. Right. So you can use this to use the same advice to get ready for the new version of Silverlight 1.1, which is on .NET CRR. So you expect the user interface to change. So when you have this clear partitioning, it's easier to move to a new platform. We also tend to make our application modules simple, loosely coupled, right? We don't want to have things that are very far-reaching, a lot of things tied together, very tightly bound. Because when you change one module, something else will break. So that really helps to make us move to a new platform more easily. When we don't over-design things, we don't design frameworks that are too massive, overly generic. Okay. Sometimes it's good to duplicate some code. Okay. Try not to make a framework that works on every single case, because you'll find that framework very hard to maintain. Do lots of application logging, right? So when you develop application, put lots of logging in there to tell you that I've entered this component, I'm doing this particular function in this component, I spend so much time in this component. This will be very useful because if something fails, okay, or something hangs, something gets stuck, you know where it's stuck, right? So it's a good thing to do this while you're doing your application. Right, so in conclusion, so yes, we do acknowledge that the Microsoft technologies change very, very frequently, and of course you get new things coming up again. So therefore, we need to get ready for that, right? What's hot right now, today, I've introduced to you Silverlight, ASP.NET Ajax, and Cardspace, which we're using for new projects, which you'll be seeing in mainstream portals really soon, right? They're very good because you can implement very rich, immersive kind of portals, and you can also have very secure portals with the new Cardspace technology, right? It's good to apply the best practices. So in this presentation, I've covered some of the best practices of using some of these new technologies. So go ahead and use them to make sure that the projects are successful. And of course, once you have all these new technologies coming up, make sure you get ready to adopt it. So use the advice I've given you. Try to make your applications extensible, right, so that they can easily incorporate some of these new technologies as soon as they appear. Right, okay, so that concludes my presentation. Any questions, anybody?